Ejabo. The elections have started today. Those who have special assignment on the 7th of December were allowed to vote today. The countdown has begun and we shall be hearing weird and bizarre stories. Stories of Mempne, Wetimi, Wakami. So we too, we've braced ourselves. We're ready for them. We've gotten accustomed to it. Folks, I think one of the journalists should actually compile election bizarre stories. I think we deserve it. I mean, for what they've put us through for this past 30 years, it would be good to compile election bizarre stories. So after all is said and done, we can sit, maybe laugh about it. From those who cry, from those who just collapse and faint once the results are mentioned. But one that gets to me, folks, I don't know, maybe if you come on the line, you can try and see if you can beat this one. Right? But an MPP parliamentary aspirant who lost at Asinfusu, right? And before he'd bought 250 bicycles for the delegates, so they vote for him. And when he lost, he went round with the truck, literally collecting all the 250 bicycles. And you should see the pile of tracks. And I mean, he comes with macho men. You know what? I mean, obviously, he had some of the vote, but he didn't win. And all of them were saying, can you imagine? And yet, he collected all his bike. I mean, interesting times. Interesting. I think we deserve, stories like this. Can you imagine what to about where we did? And you go around, folks, we have established that multi-party is very divisive. And we as a people don't do very well with division. We don't do very well with competition. We don't do very well. And that's exactly what multi-party is all about. Everything that's against our DNA, we turn against each other. We turn against each other. Classmates, family, brother and sister turn against each other. Folks, the number of times I hear comments like, "Oh, I want Nanadu and his government to collapse." Yes, I mean, you hear political pundits can't wait for this government and this president and his government to collapse. Now, that alone tells us that even though no government style is perfect, this one is definitely wrong for us. Folks, can you imagine? Can you imagine the average Achim man, right? The average Achim man saying he wishes the Ochenhene and his administration to fail. Unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. But that same person will not hesitate to say, "I wish Nanadu and his government to fail." So we must relook at this thing called democracy. Imagine an Ashanti man, right? Who would easily say, "Oh, as for Kufuor and Abayde, me omun febe binfa." But that man, for it to come out of his mouth to say, "Oh, me per se, Ashanti, in the administration," it will never happen. Why is that? They are all governing their jurisdiction. So why is it so easy to condemn one and wish so evil on one, and the other, even though you may not like the person there, you still don't wish him and his administration to fail? Let's relook at this thing that we are calling democracy, because it is making it too easy for us to hate ourselves. Folks, again, we are told that the national IQ average is 58. We did a show on it a couple of weeks ago. The national average of our IQ, intelligence, is 58. And here we are confronted with the complex nature of politics. Apart from the manifestos, the characters, the track records of the people leading, we have all these complex nature. And then you have the geopolitics. You know, so you then have to look at what the global scenario is, what the nation scenario is, and look at the strengths and capabilities of those leading, and then make a decision to say, based on A, B, C, D, candidate A will suit us better with our 58. Folks, with our 58 IQ. And we have to make these decisions. Now bear in mind that, folks, monies were given to delegates for them to select the candidates that we have today. Monies given in the full glare of cameras. Delegates who refused to vote if they were not paid. And those who simply voted for the highest bidder. And folks, they did not even hide it. I mean, they said it in front of cameras. That's where we had gotten to. Lots and lots of monies were pumped in, and the people collected the money. And those who refused to vote because they hadn't gotten their money yet, those who said that was the genesis of what was given us today for us to go and vote for. The reasons for the money being given was TNT, pocket money, hunger, food, etc. Sometimes it makes you wonder that people going to make such important decisions, how come they are all so destitute? And if they are not so destitute, how come they are all so hungry? And these are the basis for which they are going to make a decision for us to elect someone. So here we are, folks, the next phase. For good or for bad, here we are. We have to choose one of the persons the delegates have given us. And already, today we hear food is being shared, cooked and uncooked. If I am stopping by to vote, why should you feed me? How long do you intend to keep me there? I mean, is it a sleepover affair? Is it a weekend thing? Is it a holiday? I'm just stopping for 20 minutes to cast a ballot and go. Why should you cook food for me? In any case, yesterday when I wasn't voting, did you bring me food? Tomorrow, would you bring me food? What has food got to do with me coming to vote? Are you saying a pact of, you know, cooked jollof or pact of kinke and fish is what's going to decide that a person should hand over power to you for 4 years? But that is it. Folks, if you calculate, now bear with me here. Now this part is a bit sensitive. So I'll choose my words carefully, but it's a bit sensitive. If you calculate the cost of adverts, running into thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, teaching or showing people how to vote, pick a ballot, and thumbprint the person or party you like. Have you thought about it? Are you concerned about it? That we have a population where a great majority of them need pictorial evidence and translations and everything to tell them, teach them just how to vote. Just to pick the paper and put your thumb just by the symbol you want. Can you imagine the rudiments after that? Ballot paper, thumbprint the person or party you like. And still, folks, the number of ballots that get destroyed because people just could not, didn't know what to do. That's shocking. That what sort of society are we bringing that are so mentally deficit to the point where to pick up a paper thumbprint just the next to what you want, Krahano, has become a problem. Now that's a great indictment on all of us. That's a great indictment on all of us. And sometimes you need to stand back and look at the bigger picture and say, look, we must raise the intelligence of the electorate. Because of all the problems and all the issues with regards to politics and president and leadership, your ability to thumbprint a paper should not be part of it. So here's the controversial part, folks. If a person can manage a ballot paper procedure, are they mature enough to even participate in the electoral process? So won't you mean Tom Print, say, me pe blue, me pe green, me pe white? Won't you mean yes, I have Tom Print now? Should you even be in the queue to come and Tom Print to decide who becomes your MP or your president? Are you mature enough? And of course, maybe it may not be their fault. As the state has denied such a person that opportunity. And it's a great indictment on all of us. Because folks, they could be the plus one that decide for all of us. And what was his decision or what was her decision? We must be concerned. We should be concerned. Folks, I think the level of ignorance has caused politicians to take advantage, where they then become lord over us because they know that whatever happened, the same downtrodden will jump to their defense. The same guy whose water is being destroyed will jump to their defense. The same guy who has no job will jump to their defense. And so we must raise the intelligence of us, of the society. Folks, in simple terms, we are going to give power away for 4 years. It's a, forget about vote now. It's too far. You know, there are certain words that abatu. What do you mean abatu? You're going to hand over your power. Who do we to me come be for 4 years? So decide who you give your power to for 4 years. We don't make that decision made on a kilo of rice to exchange, you know, literally everything in the country, from air to gold to the lives in it, the people in it, just for rice and oil. GMO 1 kilo oil, you know, half, literally 500 mil of oil, and then you give your power away for 4 years. How deficit are you in upstairs to make such an exchange? Folks, because of our attitude, because of this selling and exchange of power, people come to power and they develop to where they will get votes. Because that's all we are obsessed about. We are so obsessed about votes. And I think all the energies and all the education and everything is just to say, get out and vote. Get out and vote. You never hear that same energy to say demand accountability. You never hear that energy to say read the profile of the leader, investigate the leader. No. Just odekwanakotwaban. Just sorry anopitutu nakotwaban. Yeah, kanya jinaho. That's all. And we have mastered it. And so those who bring themselves to be voted for thing, well, I see numbers near those, including see toilet, including see library, including street light, because you vote towards them. As to what we do after we have voted, is just sleep and wait till next time. Literally vote in anger or vote in revenge. And so, like clockwork, few days to elections, it becomes commissioning galore. It becomes commissioning galore. Everything gets commissioned, whether the project is finished or not, just commission, because they know, it is believed, that we can think for ourselves. And the more you commission, the more we shall vote. And government after government after government will wait as we approach elections they will just start opening things. Indeed, there are some who build schools and shut the school down, keep the students under a tree until nearer elections before the school will be opened. That's how sad. It's believe we can't think for ourselves. Folks, going forward, we must renew our minds. I don't know who's going to bail the cat, but going forward, we must renew our minds. We must renew our minds. Because it's amazing that there's enough to go around. There's more than enough to go around two times over. And if we switch from the voting obsession to accountability obsession, you will be amazed at how much will go around. But somehow we just cannot get that accountability spirit in us gingered. We can't. We cannot. That side is just dormant and asleep. And indeed, those who demand accountability are literally enemies of the state. If I stood up today and say, hey, you know, this aspect of the economy or that aspect of this department, I wanted accountability, you'll be amazed how many people will come at me, attack me, as though I wanted that accountability for my personal self. So going forward, folks, just as we have revived our spirit of voting, let us also revive the spirit that if I'm going to give you this power, you must account to me everything you do with the power. But whatever happens, let us not lose even a fingernail. Folks, whatever happens, let us not lose even a fingernail. Because by all means, it's only one person that can occupy the seat. By all means, one person will occupy the seat. If you and I, regardless of where we stand, say that whoever is occupying the seat is doing so on our behalf and therefore must account to us, you will be shocked at the level of efficiency, the quality of education, the high grade of health, the improvement in agriculture, the accelerated development. You will be shocked. There's nobody who drives on the road and then suddenly the road says, ah, call you about your NDC, so let me create a pothole. And then your car will fall in the pothole. And if the next car is coming, no MPP near, then suddenly the pothole will cover for you to drive on. We are all struggling on the roads. When the lights go out, we are all struggling. And so, in terms of accountability, let us not politicize accountability. We can politicize who we give power to. Eventually, when one person gets it, let us unite in our accountability demand. And let us increase the level of intelligence. Let us get to the point where you literally don't do an advert. Can you imagine? It tells you that we have failed. Folks, it tells you that we have failed woefully. Woefully. And in spite of the advert, we'll still get it wrong. But we still have to elect our king. 0302-216-541. I've been accused of saying this number too fast. 0302-216-541. Shem is on the line. Hello, Shem.
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Obadi Obo, we are singing the company now. We shall do it in the grave.
That's it.
Today's sermon is spot on. Spot on. Mm. I'm just going to add a little bit. Now, can you imagine if Atai had a PA, personal assistant, had a marketing department and perhaps a communication, guy who would come and explain some of the reasons or why he did some things back then. I'm sure no Ghanaian would say Atai is a criminal. But here is the case where we have political thieves, let me put it like that. And then you find that somebody will come and sit on air, somebody will come and sit on TV and is trying to defend such rot. Everything you said is spot on. That's the reason why someone like me decided not to vote NPP and NDC ever again. And recently, maybe I would include Allen also. Because the delegates are all corrupt. What could you fool? No one could fool your money. Now we see name voting matter and the sorry, MP. Are we joking? Now, you can. Then it seems as if, just like you said, we become enemies. So they said, Nana, can you believe one of the morning talk show programs? I called in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then my name is Mixing Your Boy. Mixing Your Boy is a family name, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe someone called me, someone called my dad with an unknown number, reporting to be from National Security, and threatened my dad, thinking it was me?
Wow.
And I was like, the person is only lucky the person called with an unknown number, because I'm a military personnel. I have served this country, I have served the national colors, and I will not cower. I will not let somebody else sit somewhere and use political so-called power to let some of us keep quiet. We will speak, we will talk, and we are not partisan about it. Nana knows my view on this. I would rather like it for somebody outside of these two to take the realms of the country. Not because I'm depending a bit my Manu, but I look at that person like a reset. Umbambe reset system, not Mahama, not Baumia, not Allen. These people are all part of the mess. 32 years of mediocrity. Danafu, let us not make it seem as if we are choosing less for ourselves and then within the 4 years, we'll be asking them to do greater things. It won't work. It's an understanding, but I wish the average Ghanaian would listen to this message. And at least, even when it comes to independent parliamentary seats, let us put more independent people in there. You see, every person that says that the constitution is foul, but let's imagine somebody who is also clean, who is there, who has all this power. Wouldn't the country also work? So even if the constitution is changing, we also need to put the right people there who would even fight for that change, for that constitution to be changed in the first place. So the sermon is spot on, Anna. Thank you.
Yamishra, and greetings to Asantua. Hello, Abu Mohammed in Japan.
Yeah, hello, Nana. Good evening.
Good evening, my brother.
Yes, God willing, next 4 years, if there are a lot of independent candidates, that will convince me to register and vote. Considering the IQ thing, I'm not surprised. Because when the Ghana card matter was introduced, everybody have to go and do Ghana card. Many Ghanaians don't have passport, but foreigners have Ghanaian passport. So foreigners now must guarantee for Ghanaians to become citizens in their country. I'm very happy you talk about that IQ thing. You remember when something happened in America, I listened in a show when one person called that he wished the guy would have belonged to other political parties. Meanwhile, he was a Ghanaian member of parliament that was arrested. Nana, yourself, on this same Joy FM, in the morning, some time ago, wanted to take one minister on. I remember very correctly. People called in and they took you on for questioning what the minister was doing. Your own colleagues in the studio said did not come into effect. We have a long way to go.
But we will get there. But we will get there. Nana Kwesi.
Nana Dagba.
Yes, boss.
Last year, you must have you. Hey! I called on this show and called and called and called and called. How is this?
Ziggy, how is that even possible? many producers are like, how is that even possible?
Anyway,
do you know me?
I mean, it goes to show that people are listening and people are interested. It's not one of the shows where you just go and post, like nobody's calling. Just like I'm calling, a lot of people are also calling, so it's understandable. Nana, today there was special voting, and Madam Lydia of Ayawa to win, sharing whatever it is that she's sharing to people who are yet their vote. And you see, when we talk about it, she's telling us that she's just helping them. People who are yet to cast their vote. You see, we practice broad day bribery and vote buying in this country, and we justify it in the name of, we are just trying to help them. No, we are just giving them transport. If you have anything to do, and Anyabia, today, how many people are there? Did they ask you that they are angry?
Huh?
Did they ask you? Banana, the question is, said the police are watching. The authorities, they are watching.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to happen to Madam Libya? What is happening to her? Absolutely nothing. Nana, so you see, our institutions now can be a part of the problem.
Mm.
Nothing will happen to Madam Libya today. She ain't to know. Look at what is happening. Nana, he said, see, Nkuma will be a blue. Because the black man is not capable of managing his own affairs. And that is the fact. Maybe him, he was able to. But after him, how? How can you tell me this story? There's video evidence. This one, we don't even have to go far. There's video evidence. Who is prosecuting Madam Libya for this? I say nothing will happen to him. But you, the less and Obia, only the an ordinary person go and do same. The political parties, they'll be doing it. Nothing will happen to them. Because the institutions who are supposed to make sure this nonsense does not happen, you know, they are part of the enablers. Come, I still say, if you are an MP, if you are a minister, if you are affiliated to a political party, it's as if say you are sort of untouchable.
Hmm.
So you do a lot of nonsense and you walk free. Nana, not just this morning, you know, I'm hearing that there was this guy who has sort of spoke a lot of nonsense behind camera, threatening the IGP and the president. And I'm hearing just this morning that the gentleman has been sentenced 10 years. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, we have NPP and NDP people who have been on this tangent to worse up to today. The matter is in court. They'll be doing today, tomorrow, again. Nana, if you come here, you know, you're politics and you're not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be here. It's very unfortunate. We the people know, if we've gotten to the point where they feel like the only way they can have a piece of cake, of the national cake, is to take some of this small chicken change money. And then you exchange that for give your life away. You sell your life, your whole 4 years of your life for somebody, and they'll come and do whatever they want to do with you. For 4 years, and you exchange it for what? 1,000 Ghana cedis. Jesus Christ. Nana? This, see, some of these people, they do this intentionally, Nana. And not everybody who go and they vote anyhow, they just tamper anywhere. Not all of them are ignorant, oh. Nana, and they used to do what they do. So sometimes, even if you are talking about this low IQ thing, and you know, when you know, some people are very aware, and yet they go there and they misbehave. Institutions must work. We want to hear peace. We keep talking about peace. Look at what Madam Libya is doing yesterday. Like by now, the issue statement, whoever the correct authority is, by now, we are calling this woman and putting it in order for everybody to see. But nothing will happen to her in this country. Oh, we are all here. We will see. Yeah, you know, but it's here, man. Now, you say we can't kill ourselves. So, if the majority of this country will be loyal to political parties, eh? Instead of they will be loyal to Ghana, no, they will be loyal to political parties and keep following them, don't, like you are saying. The member of parliament, the minister, the president is misbehaving, yet you get the same people of this country who come and defend. Eh? And after, they'll go back and go and sit on radio and say, oh, my name, so you put them there and you follow them like zombies. Be loyal to the country because this political party, they'll come and go, but we will be here. They use us. They use our children, they use our grandchildren. Oh my God, and we will be the ones to pay. President, he doesn't pay any tax. Ministers, these MPs, we are near show, your rent, your dressing allowance, everything. And yes, so you the person, you hold them accountable. You are following them like zombies and helping them, enabling them to misbehave because they know that regardless of how they fool, you will still go and vote for them. You will still defend them. People of Ghana, citizens, you are the problem. Change. If you change, the country will be better.
Thank you very much. That was Nana Kwesi. I'm going to Tema, and Daniel is in Tema. Hello, Daniel.
Yeah, Nana, good evening.
Sorry for keeping you a bit longer.
No problem. Daniel, you know, some of us, we are Ghanaians. Our mother, our father, We have a hometown in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of that, we are Ghanaians. And you know, Ghanaian passport has been so cheap. Nowadays, every idiot is carrying a Ghanaian passport. And I think very soon, we will organize ourselves. The citizens will determine who should owe a Ghanaian passport. Because I think, sir, so we are Ghanaian, where is your hometown? So we are Accra, Tema, Kumasi, wherever. There is a hometown, there's a family, there's a clan that you come from. Go there, let them give you a letter before you even qualify. Because there are a lot of these guys, I don't want to mention them, these foreigners. And the way I manage, the moment they get Ghana passport, Omufi say they have landed. But very soon, you stand against that. You understand? And secondly, the president has commissioned an uncompleted project. But this morning when I was passing by me, I was laughing. That they were for deep in Ghana somewhere, and can you? But Tema, everyone has seen what you have done for the past 8 years. And here 5 days, 3 days to an election. This morning they were just painting. And I'm even disappointed in some of the journalists who went there to cover, and they could not even say they are commissioning an uncompleted project. Ghana no achia, but I'm saying there is hope. But
definitely there's hope, definitely. But with regard to the passport, you see, I think it's the law. The law says if you have a parent or a grandparent that is Ghanaian, you're also Ghanaian. So if you can prove that, you know, your great-grandfather was Ghanaian, you know, even though you could now from Sierra Leone, but you can prove that your grandfather was Ghanaian, well, the law says you're Ghanaian. So unless we change the law that bit. But as for the Ghanaian passport, it holds a lot of merit. I think one day we have to do a show on the Ghanaian passport. Look, if you travel outside of Ghana and you put the Ghanaian passport down and any West African passport down, you'll be shocked at the reception they give you. Listen, when I go to London and they ask me for an ID, I give them the Ghana card. When they put it in their thing, honestly, you'll be shocked. There, if you put the Ghana card down anywhere, they once it's Ghana, you're cool. So one day we have to look at the respect of the Ghanaian identity and value it more. But Sam is in Laboni. Hello.
Oh, Sana, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Sam.
You're doing it.
Oh, Sam, did I get you? Oh, Sam, try and call back. 03-02-216-541. We are now going to elect our president as usual. Elections has begun. And as you know, we literally campaigned for 4 years. I mean, by February next year, campaign would have started, you know, all the way through until we get to vote again. And the campaign will be in two forms. One is that whoever it is in power is as bad as the devil. And two is that let's vote. And that's it. There's literally nothing in between. It's vote and this guy is bad. And, you know, 4 years Nidua, exactly what we do. Gideon is in Achimota.
Yeah, Nana, good evening.
Good evening, my brother.
Nana, please, I've been trying the line. The show is too hot.
No, right.
Please, if you could add another phone line to it for us.
We have to. Yeah. Let me hear you. Yeah.
This thing you are discussing there, I feel like the clear example was set to be for us to follow that and to follow it up. Law enforcement agencies were in a large number. And then money, food items, and stuff would be shared to them, which is directly due to flaw. So if the law enforcement agencies are working and this thing is being done, then what will happen if the ordinary Ghanaian is working? You get me.
Yeah.
We are supposed to enforce the law. And in the clear public eye view, everything is happening. We are all seeing it. Irrespective of how Madam Media or whoever in connection with that would deny, we all saw it on video. We've seen it on social media. So I don't know what they are waiting for again. And this thing keeps happening. my greatest worry is that when one party is in opposition, they speak like Ghanaians. Moment things turn around, they come to power, then they turn just to us. They suddenly become like our masters. They don't listen to us. I don't know if you feel my pain, because the way those in opposition are speaking right now, the accountability of whatever they are calling state government to, people commissioning all computer projects and stuff they are all talking about. If they should get power tomorrow, they will be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the president, these two people have been doing this thing to us. They will come to office for 8 years, then the one who is in opposition will be holding them accountable, they are being corrupt. But they will come to power and the same thing that when they were in opposition, they've been talking about will be happening again. And it keeps happening. And like, we always fall for their tricks. I don't know when Ghanaians are going to rise up and say, enough of this nonsense. We need a new change. We need a new force to move with. Because we keep falling for this same funny tricks they've been doing to us all the time.
Thank you very much, my brother. Derek is in Labadi. Hello, Derek. Hello, Derek. Oh, I think Derek's line is not...
Hello.
Derek, there you are.
Yes, sir.
Let me hear you.
I greet you, Your Majesty.
I greet you back.
I love the topic today. Nana, the issue is... Let me take it from here.
Mm-hmm.
Because of our IQs, as it's low now, the question is, how can we be discerning enough at the governance level? That's how we find ourselves where we are. Because we are so gullible, we go in for the pittance, and at the end of the day, when they have their way, they pull whatever it is forcefully to our throat. Because they know we can't even discern more. To know exactly what is happening, or how many people within the MMDCs can assess the budget, and then see how much money was allocated to their communities, and then what the monies are supposed to use for. We have a problem, and I think those are the areas educating people have to vote. We should be educating people how to at least be discerning enough to tell from the ones that are working and those that are pretending to work. But we also pretending to think. So to take us for what we are. That's the problem we're facing here in Ghana. It's sad in a way. But then...
Hello, Morrow.
Hello, yes.
Good. You're on air. Let me hear you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm Imoro Alassane calling from Tamale.
Let me hear you, my brother.
Yes, Nana.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. You see, you were talking about all bylaw people. And you were saying, like, we don't know how to vote. It is a surprising thing. It's a fallacy. We have been voting for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we can still support bylaw papers. It will shock you to remember that even in parliament, the lawmakers, when they are voting, they call bylaw papers. I don't know whether you remember. In parliament, the well-learned people who make the law, when they are voting, they are spoiled by the papers. How less those who are not in parliament.
Can you imagine?
Yes. So I am thinking that we have to get rid of this constitution and come out with a better constitution where our voting system will now be using the marbles, where spoiled by law papers become zero. When we are used, look at this election. The number of bylaw papers EC is printing, destroying, reprinting. Look at the court involved and the suspicion. And after this election, all those papers are going to be thrown away. They are useless. But we can use the marbles forever and ever. And it will be reused and reused and reused. The course is just once. Where there's no spoil by law paper. I don't know who brought this system. Because with the ballot, the marble system, they'll give you one marble. The presidential and then the parliamentary candidate boxes are there. They give you one. You go and decide and drop it inside. It is poured at the end of the pools, counted and tallied, put back, sealed and keep in case of recounting.
That's a thought.
That's all.
That's a thought. Thank you very much. Have you ever the marble voting system? Victor Ingbawil. Victor, let me hear you. Hello, Victor.
This is my first time calling to your program. I've been listening to your program since 2021, but this is the first time I'm calling.
Welcome, and thanks for calling. Let me hear.
Yeah. I have some personal problem. I am a graduate. Normally, you vote for our leader to come and solve our problem, but most of the time, when they come, they just add out to the problem that you are having because you voted for them. I've completed university. I've done my national service. I've passed my NTC Lancetia exam. We're waiting for government to provide us. And in September, the GES opened the portal for the university graduates to apply. They applied since September. Till now, they haven't posted us. The only thing you can hear, or can you imagine that people that they are posting now are people who are paying money for us. Wow. 15,000, 10,000 for them to post it. But those of us who don't have any money, we are still in the house. Yesterday, they released a press release that they are posted. They opened the portal for the university graduate. And when you log in, they will tell you that your posting is pending. So as of now, you don't know what, when exactly GS will release up. But they are waiting for us to vote for them to come to power. I think you, the youth, you have allowed NDC and MPP to take us for granted. That's why when they come to power, even those who are their supporters, they don't think about us.
Thank you very much. I think you have the opportunity to assess their policies now. So get their manifestos and read what they have packaged for your area and see which one works better for you.